Pray to speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The headlines on breakfast TV yesterday included the news that the immigration minister had ordered murals of cartoon characters at a reception centre in Dover for unaccompanied child migrants to be painted over. It was being reported that he didn't want the place to be too welcoming. Wonder how well he sleeps at night. As Nelson Mandela said in 1995, there can be no keener revelation of a society's soul than the way in which it treats its children. For us, now, for any country, anywhere, that means all the children in our midst, whatever their backstory, whether they were born here or arrived last night, huddled in the back of a lorry, or rescued off a sinking rubber dinghy. How we care for children is one of those demands on our ethics where a childlike simplicity seems especially appropriate. Jesus puts it quite starkly, unless you become like children, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. This is not about being childish in that pejorative sense, although we need to be careful not to call certain ways of behaving childish when we mean, say, disconcertingly direct. There is a certain kind of childlike adult who is free from cynicism, unafraid of difference, and has an almost limitless capacity for wonder. For most of us, most of the time, as grown-ups, this is down to effort, ethical effort, conscious effort to retrieve what usually comes naturally to a young child. It's also childlike, I'd say, to ask simply for help and to try simply to help when asked. So to paraphrase Jesus as we heard him just now in the gospel reading, in the context of yesterday's news, what is this country like? It's like when children struggle up a beach and say, "Will you help us?" And you take them to a whitewashed, windowless room and set about processing them. Processing. Whitewashed. What does that word remind us of? Something else that Jesus said. Something he said when he was railing against the hypocrisy of the lawyers and Pharisees, part of the ruling elite of his day. "Woe to you, you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but inside full of the bones of the dead and every kind of filth." So we might venture another paraphrase. You love to talk about the dangers of crossing the channel or the exploitative viciousness of the people smugglers, but on the inside, your conscience has died. Fortunately, in the Christian understanding of being human, a conscience can always be resurrected. And I'll come back to this because it's part of the good news that we try to believe in. It's particularly upsetting when children learn prejudice and hate as they get older. You may remember that story of the 15-year-old Syrian refugee at a school in Huddersfield. This is about 5 years ago. A bully was videoed by one of his friends pushing the Syrian boy to the ground, holding him down by his neck, and mock waterboarding him with a bottle of water. It's shocking to watch, stomach churning. And then just at the end of the clip, you see the boy getting up and trudging away on his own, his head slumped forward. And you can just see that there's already a sling on his arm. So he was already carrying an injury. It's heartbreaking as well as shocking. His name is Jamal. few months after that, I happened to be at an exhibition called What Would You Take? First or second generation immigrant people had been invited to share an item which they couldn't leave behind when they made their move. I got talking to a Syrian man who was a university professor when back home and a beekeeper. And he had brought his bee smoker, the smoker box. It turned out he was from Huddersfield and he knew Jamal and his family. How are they doing? I asked. Much better now, he said. They've been able to move away and start again in a new town. And then he told me about how he had been back to Lebanon to try to find friends and family. Thanks to the reach of social media, they'd seen the footage of Jamal being bullied. How can you stay in such a place? They asked him. So he showed them some other social media coverage of the GoFundMe campaign, which raised £158,000 to help that family. This happens too, he said. That's why I can stay. That's why I want to stay. Part of a childlike freedom from cynicism is a sense of hope that any of us, me included, can get better at doing better. It's not blind naivety. It's based in a fundamental belief in our God-given capacity to do the right thing. Far from being naive, we need to be all too aware of the reality and complexity of human behavior, our own included. There's a reason why Jesus says in another place, be as wise as serpents, as well as harmless as doves. We also have a God-given capacity to try to understand the reality of things, because things, and especially people, can be really complicated. Maybe this is about being clear-sighted. We need a crystalline clarity in our moral vision of the kind we see in Jesus, and a similar clarity in our perception of what we see happening and why. Such clarity is at its finest when it's rooted in fearless, relentless love, childlike love and hope. It's about having a bright mind and a warm heart and letting them work together. That work, by God's grace, is what nurtures and builds up a conscience. It can even resurrect it.